Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
That's the sound of walrus feeding in the shallow water of the Bering Sea. Beneath the eastern Bering and the Chukchi Seas is a vast undersea plateau between Alaska and Russia. The water of the Bering Sea is only 50 to about 150 feet deep. That's why Alaska and Asia were linked when sea levels were lower during the Ice Age. Cold water rising from the depths meets the shallow sunlit waters of the Bering Sea and starts a chain reaction that fuels a vast food web. Algae blooms and plankton thrives, feeding invertebrates like worms, clams, shrimps, and crabs, which feed gray whales and walrus.
Walrus are especially adapted for feeding on clams and bottom-dwelling invertebrates. Walrus use their whiskers and broad muzzles to brush the seafloor to find food. Their mouths are specially adapted to suck the meat from shellfish. Biologists suspect that walrus may snap their jaws and chatter their teeth as a way to keep track of one another in the cloudy, nutrient-rich water. Their distinctive gonging calls can be heard underwater and above the surface. About 200,000 walrus inhabit the North Pacific, following the seasonal advance and retreat of sea ice. About 12,000 males remain in Bristol Bay during the spring and summer, and many can be seen west of Dillingham at Round Island, part of the Walrus Island State Game Sanctuary. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.